Welcome to today's deep dive. Most of us, you know, treat our minds like a GPS.
Right, yeah. You just put in the goal and follow the steps.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're looking at this fascinating new research paper today on the architecture of human potential. And it proves that without the right invisible emotional forces at play, that mental GPS will just drive you straight off a cliff.
It really will. It's honestly kind of dangerous.
Right. So our mission today is to extract the most critical insights from this paper. We want to decode the real differences between intention, belief, positive thinking, and, you know, faith.
And I think a great place to start is with that classic Greek idea, Aristotle's acorn.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect starting point. I mean, Aristotle argued that an acorn isn't just a random collection of biological material.
Right. It has a destiny, sort of.
Exactly. It contains a telos. That's an ultimate purpose, which is literally to become an oak tree.
Okay. Let's unpack this, because that means intention isn't just making your morning to-do list. It's the fundamental vector of who you are actively becoming.
Yeah, you're actively stepping into that destination.
So if your telos is to be a great writer, your daily intention isn't just typing words. It's aligning every tiny choice to feed that specific growth.
Spot on. Intention is basically the destination you're growing into. But to actually get there, you need an internal map. And that brings us to belief.
Right.
And, well, what's fascinating here is the origin of the word itself. Belief comes from the Indo-European root liv, which actually means love.
Wait, love?
Yeah.
So it's not based on objective logic at all?
Not even a little bit. It's an emotional investment. To believe is literally to be in love with a proposition.
That is so wild. So if it's an emotional investment, it creates literal self-fulfilling prophecies.
It does. The researchers highlight that famous Bloomer's study in education.
Oh, right, where the teachers were handed those fake test results.
Exactly. The results said certain, you know, completely average students were on the verge of this massive intellectual growth.
Even though they totally weren't.
Right. But because the teachers genuinely believed it, they subconsciously changed their behavior.
Like offering more patience, better feedback, and things like that.
Yeah, warmer body language, all of it. And a year later, those specific students saw a dramatic spike in their actual IQ scores.
Okay, but I have to push back here for a second.
Sure.
If belief is just what we passionately want to be true, doesn't forced positive thinking just lead to delusion?
Well, yeah, it definitely can.
I mean, it feels like putting a smiley face sticker over your car's check engine light and just pretending everything is fine.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to go to the engine.
That is a great analogy. Psychologists actually have a term for that sticker. They call it toxic positivity.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've heard that.
It's this monochromatic mindset that suppresses real emotions like fear or grief. And that suppression backfires hard. It causes severe anxiety and emotional numbness.
So you have to actually acknowledge that the check engine light is on.
Exactly. Healthy belief is acknowledging the light is on while trusting you have the capacity to fix the car. And that physically alters your biology.
Right. So healthy belief isn't just some mental trick. It's triggering a physical response, kind of like the placebo effect.
Yes, exactly like that.
Because when you genuinely expect a positive outcome, your brain anticipates the relief and preemptively releases dopamine and endorphins, right?
Right.
It's building new neural pathways before the event even happens.
Spot on. That anticipation stimulates neuroplasticity in your frontal limbic areas.
Which is basically the bridge between your emotional reactions and logical decision making.
You got it. Your brain physically rewires itself to reduce pain and increase resilience just based on that expectation.
Wow. But belief implies you have some sort of map to follow in the first place. What happens when your internal map just runs out?
Well, that is precisely where belief ends and faith begins.
Like when someone like Elon Musk decides to build a reusable rocket at SpaceX, there was literally no map to fall in love with.
Right. The math and the industry consensus all said it was totally impossible.
Yeah.
But belief clings to security and known facts. Faith, on the other hand, well, as the philosopher Alan Watts described it, it's the plunge into the unknown.
It's an unwavering commitment to a vision without any supporting evidence.
Exactly. Musk relied on that unshakable faith to push his team through multiple massive, incredibly expensive failures until they achieved the impossible.
It's almost less like jumping without a parachute and more like laying down the track while the train is already moving.
That is beautifully put. And using these concepts together is how you build what the researchers call existential resilience.
So what does this all mean for you, you know, the listener? How do you actually use these tools?
Well, it's about the ability to adapt and maintain your core purpose no matter what daily crises hit you.
Okay, so looking at the full architecture here, intention is your drive.
Yeah, and belief is your map.
Right. While healthy positivity is that biological engine that rewires your brain,
and faith is the courage to lay down the track when the map completely disappears.
Exactly. So to wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a final thought to explore on your own.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the research highlights that our beliefs are largely ego-driven constructs, you know, meant to keep us feeling safe.
So the next time your internal GPS loses its signal and you are plunged into the dark, keep this final question in mind.
Right. Ask yourself, what undeniable fact about your own limitations is actually just an outdated belief waiting to be overwritten by a leap of faith?